what you saw just now was the JL-3 missile. You know, it has been rumored to exist for a long time. It's only making its appearance today. I'm also seeing evidence of what is known as a DF-61. You know, that's a designation that we have not seen before. Also a DF-31BJ. Again, another designation that has never been used by the armed forces. This particular weapon known as the YJ-19, that's being revealed for the first time. Oh. I'm seeing evidence of a ramjet in that particular weapon, you know, which shows that this is going to be going above supersonic speeds. Just behind this truck right now, you will look at that radar-looking thing, but it's actually not a radar. It's too thin to be a radar. My guess is that this is a new type of high-powered microwave weapon designed specifically to target drones. Right. So the number of anti-drone countermeasures are, you know, a lot more numerous compared to the previous parade in 2019. This particular weapon is known as the Poseidon in Russia. In Russian service, it is a nuclear-powered extra-large underwater vehicle, and it is able to carry nuclear-based payloads. It has been modified for North Korea, which is now using a variant of it. And what is the North Koreans are using it for is to use the nuclear payload to effect a small detonation far away from the defenses and create a mini tsunami, you know, that will overwhelm the coastal defenses of the island. So I find it interesting that China has also adopted the similar vehicle, but it's unclear at the moment, you know, whether they intend to use the same kind of payloads that the Russians and North Koreans have.